community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
With me is our weekly chat with the man from the Brentwood Gazette, Mr. Alan.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone.
So, Alan, you're going to tell us now what's coming out tomorrow in the Gazette.
I am. It's been a really busy week for all of us this week.
Is it?
There's obviously been loads going on, and as a result, the paper reflects that. Bank holiday in the middle doesn't make things particularly easy.
No, I can imagine.
We have struggled on, and we've put out what I think is a pretty good-looking newspaper tomorrow morning. There's what you'd expect in it, to be fair. We've got 6 pages from the elections, both local and EU. With all the reaction from that, which my reporter Piers, he was a bit sleepy on Friday morning.
Oh, was he?
But he was out until about 5 o'clock on Friday morning. It was down at the Brentwood Centre, actually covering the elections themselves. He was knackered on Friday, but he got some really good stuff, and I'm pretty sure our readers will enjoy looking through that when it comes out tomorrow morning. So we've got the election, lots of the election, and then we've got the other big event from the weekend, it's the Race for Life over at Weald Country Park.
Oh, how did that go? I was reporting on that.
Yeah. You weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't there, but that's a really, really, really... I was telling
people... It was huge.
Yeah, it was huge.
1,800 women and girls. It was girls and women only, so we couldn't have done it, unfortunately. But, yeah, 1,800 people down there. I don't think we've got a fundraising total in yet, but I imagine you're talking thousands, obviously.
Fantastic.
Bit of a washout, must admit. One of our reporters was down there on the day. It was a damp affair. There was a glimmer of sunshine.
Yeah.
And one thing to look out for on our coverage of this, we came across a fantastic, there's a business, it's based over in Kelvard and Hatch, I think it is.
Yeah.
Aerial photography.
Right.
Top of my head, I know the guy's name is Paul, can't remember his surname, but he took some phenomenal photographs. Sending a camera up in the air above Race for Life.
Oh, really?
So you can, it's like everyone's a dot down below, but we've got one of his pictures in the paper. It's a fantastic picture. Just adds a totally new element to the coverage of it. Worth a look when it comes out tomorrow morning.
But this Race for Life, have you ever been to one? And
I'm like, we can't take part, can we?
No. I was actually videoing one for a station in Colchester that I used to work in. We ended up with the radio crew was down there, and I was.
Oh, on Saturday?
No, not this Saturday.
Previous
this
one,
was,
right,
this was
okay.
Years ago. And, I was videoing it and editing up, putting a short trailer on the website and what have you. And it is really, really, really touching because the people that were racing a few years ago had posters on their back of who they were racing with. I don't know if they still do it now.
There was some of that. I mean, we've had some pictures coming where, for example, if someone's died of cancer, they've got their name spelled out across 9 shirts or something like that. A group of 9 girls doing it with the name of the person they're running in memory of.
That's just so... When you read that, you can't help to read another one and another one and another one, and it puts a lump in your throat.
There was some touching stuff there, and I know that Matt, when he was down there, it's difficult to kind of select what you do, isn't it? Because we've only got so much space, but everyone wants to talk. You want to talk to one person, who you're running in memory of. You go to the next person, they've got an equally good story.
Yeah, that's right.
And it just goes on. You could end up spending half an hour talking to one group of people just to find out everything they've got to say. At which point the Race for Life is over.
That's right.
You have to be fairly selective.
It's a fantastic thing. Absolutely
great event. Yeah,
and
we've got 4 pages of pictures from that on it. I'm sure if you were there, you may well spot yourselves in it. So worth having a look through. And there's a gallery up online as well, I think, as well already.
So
they were the big events in the weekend. Then we've got our usual selection of other odds and ends in the paper as well. Personal favourite of mine, I guess, is something... It's on page 3 of the paper, actually. I was wandering down Shenfield High Street last week.
As you do.
Like I do. Spot a little business card pinned up in the notice board outside Tesco. There's a little notice board there that faces both ways up and down the high street. It's an artist. It was just a little business card with his name on it. Robbie Kiff, his name is. And a little hand-sketched picture of a Lamborghini. Didn't say a lot more, but I took a picture.
That's a bit of an understatement, a little hand-drawn sketch.
Well, yeah, you can see it, can't you? That's the thing.
Look at that picture.
Our listeners can't really see it yet. You have to wait till the morning.
Look, that's just shocking.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's
a work of art.
It's just amazing. How can you imagine him sitting there in between sandwiches watching telly? Do-do-do. Quick as an ad break on. Let's knock this out.
Yeah, well, Robbie, we dug it. We looked further into this. I saw the card in Shenfield and I thought, right, there's got to be a story behind this. Worth looking into. So I took a picture.
Yeah.
Gave it to Piers. And Piers did, well, I say Piers. Piers kind of did the next bit and Matt Cannon did the next bit. So in case they're listening and want to get their credit here. Turned out he works in Shenfield, works in Sincerely Yours, the gift shop on the left hand side to go on the high street. Does a bit of work in there, also a window cleaner. But kind of on the side, he does these amazing, amazing drawings. The one you can see, the one you're looking at right now, is the Lamborghini, which
that's just
is
shocking.
It's stunning, isn't it?
That's just amazing.
But he can draw anything. Having looked through his work, we've got horses here. We've got horses that are in the paper. We've got frogs. There's everything. I imagine he could draw any animal out there. Cats, dogs, fish, pilchards, anything. Just any kind of animal that you could imagine.
But you just look at that and you just know the guy is unbelievably talented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is he cleaning windows?
I don't know.
I saw a documentary a while ago that there was a guy in America that was doing... was he an American guy? I think it was an American guy. He was actually a... he was a security, worked security right. during the day.
Right.
I'm trying to recall this story now.
Mm.
And he used to do artwork on children's bedroom walls.
Right.
And he used to earn more
big,
out of that.
Big paintings, were
big
they?
Painted,
just big
yeah.
designs, right.
Yeah, he used to sketch them, first of all, on the wallpaper, and then he used to paint it. It was just an absolute work of art. It was shocking that somebody had this much talent and was working as a security guard during the day.
He's done a 2-year art and design course at Rittle College, so that's, I guess, where he's got a bit of the practice in. But I think it's just the thing nowadays, isn't it? The youngsters, they go off, they do degrees, they go to college, they go to university, and sometimes they come out, and I'm not saying this is a particular case for Robbie Kiff here or anything, but they just come out and they can't get a job perhaps in that sector that they've been studying for 3 years in. And it is kind of sad, isn't it, in a way?
It is very sad.
Because if they've been honing that talent for 3 years and they can't actually get a job doing that, they do sometimes have to look elsewhere.
You've got to look at the paper tomorrow to
worth
see
a look.
This guy.
Yeah, it's really worth a look.
Just an amazing, amazing. I was going to say photograph then, because it almost does look like a photograph.
The Lamborghini, that is, I know you can see it in black and white. That is in black and white. If you look on the website, you've got a colourful frog. It's a shame he didn't make it in the paper, but we have space constraints every week.
Yeah.
He's got an amazing colourful looking frog as well that he's done that's in full colour. The horse is black and white as well.
And the horse, you showed me the picture of the horse there earlier on.
Yeah.
You can see all the muscle definition on the
everything.
Horse. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, see them on the computer. They're worth looking at the website as well, because whilst they're in the paper, the print quality is not as high as perhaps you might like. On website, you'll be able to see it in its digital glory. So yeah, we've got that, page 3.
Fantastic.
Worth a look.
Well, this will be, when I put this on the phoenixfm.com website, I'll put a link to your website underneath.
And then, yeah, there's plenty of other bits, but I would like to point out now, I know you were talking a second ago about the fun days.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Doddinghurst, Friday, Hutton, is it?
Yes.
I think on the paper next week, we'll have our photographers down there tomorrow. We'll have a photographer down there on Friday.
Right.
We'll get some pictures. If you're there, you can probably be in the paper next week.
Get yourself down there tomorrow and you'll
definitely
be in the paper next week. Alan, thank you very much for coming in.
No, thank you.
And I'll see you next Tuesday.
We'll do so.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.